Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Mr. Sal's Podcast and At Season 3, Episode 11, the week that was for November 1st, 2021. This is another early morning edition, another pre-coffee edition of the podcast. It is not even 7:30 in the morning. We're getting started here. It's a new week, a new month, a new 9 weeks, a new unit. An upset playoff win for the New Brighton Mighty Lions last night against Wash High Little Prexies. And today, Mr. Maddox Mengel is running in the PIAA State Cross Country Championships in Hershey, PA. So much excitement for 1 week. It's almost too much to handle. I'm going to have my first sip of coffee as we delve into the student emails. Oh, that's hot. And it's decaffeinated, so it's not going to help too much except for the flavor. This week's student email comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It reads, Mr. Sal, do you actually read all the answers to the exit and entrance questions we submit to you, or do you just say that you do? Well,
name and period withheld due to student confidentiality.
I'm glad you sent this email late in the week. The answer is, of course I do. I respond to many of your answers on your documents. Not all of them because time constraints. I would never get through grading everything if I responded to every single comment. But I usually summarize and post comments on many of your exit and entrance questions. Please check them out. They're in CAMI. You go back and see how I've responded to you, especially if there are points taken off. There's some comments in it, but usually I don't have to take off points because you follow directions. Anyway, your answers to the questions, especially like this week's assignment, you know, what did you understand best and why? What were you a little bit confused with and why? Those really give me a lot of important feedback. And the third question for this week's exit question was, what are you interested in learning about World War II as we move forward? I can give you feedback on those questions in response to what you're telling me. I can also adjust my lessons moving forward and see what I can do better and how I can organize things better for you. So, such as next week, or if we have time because it's going to be a fractured week, or the following week, see what I have to go over again, need to review a little better with you. What topics, like I said, you'd like to cover more detail, what topics you understand well so we could just kind of lightly review and not spend a lot of time on so you don't get bored. This information hopefully improves the class as we go through the year, and it usually does. Sometimes mistakes are made, but that's okay. So your feedback is very important. And speaking of feedback, remember, you can submit an email to my school email with the phrase student email of the week in the subject. Place your class question or comment in the body of the email, and your email may make the podcast. You also get an enrichment point or enrichment points for your effort of sending in those emails. So please do that. Okay, so as we move into the class updates, as we said, this was the first week of the second 9 weeks. If you missed any notes or want to revisit any of the notes, the recorded notes are posted in the Schoology homepage. Also, feel free to talk with your classmates if see what they have written down. I did give them some concise notes from the Prezi, what they had to write down, what we discussed about in class. And that should also be on the recordings. If you need any help, remember, I'm available during homeroom, period 2, and I have a study hall period 3 in the North Common, so I could assist you during those times. Otherwise, see me to make an appointment for help, and we can work out a time to sit down and go over any questions you have. Oh, that siren sound, which is, or actually beeping sound, my bad. We're making enrichment assignments a regular part of the podcast. That beeping sound indicates that we are going to take some time out to introduce the optional enrichment assignment of the week. They are optional. That means, kiddies, you do not have to complete them unless you want to. But they do help with your grade. And a lot of them are also interesting and fun. This week, we're working with culture. Email the subject line, culture enrichment assignment, and I will share the details with you for the assignment. It's a really simple assignment, and it deals with culture. A lot of you mentioned in your exit questions you were more interested in culture than the war. A lot of people were interested in the war, but this is a culture assignment. So if you're interested, zip me an email. Put in the subject line of your email, culture enrichment assignment, and I will get back to you with the details to complete this assignment. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming and a sip of coffee. So this week we finished the run to World War II, Rise of the Dictators unit. We finished that up with the attack on Pearl Harbor. Then we jumped right into World War II. There is not a separate unit test for that unit because it blends nicely into World War II. We took some notes and discussed how the U.S. prepared for the war, which was a review from what we discussed earlier in the last unit. I pushed out a new set of vocabulary flashcards in StudyStack. They're under the resource section for the week, resource folder for the November 1st week. They're also under the important links and resources folder on the Schoology homepage. We covered some of the early events of the war, such as Executive Order 9066. We took a look at some of the pop culture of that era. That's why the enrichment assignment is dealing with culture. And we began watching a film put out by the U.S. government on the sacrifices being made across the country as the war started. Some of the propaganda that was put out is in that video gives you a nice view of who some of the stars were, some of the humor of the time, some of the music, what people were, what life was like early in the 1940s, actual film footage, which they always say, you know, a picture does is worth a thousand words. Well, video is worth a lot more, especially when it's from that actual era. And it also gets into how we were trying to get people to support the war. And as I said, it gives a peek into the life in the U.S. during World War II. We completed some in-class assignments, such as the exit questions I talked about. And we did some in-class work also. Now, the exit questions and the assignment I pushed out on Friday, those are mandatory whether you're in school or not. But we did do a couple in-class activities. And the in-class activities, as always, if you're in class and you participate with them, we did a Kahoot and we did a couple other things. Those are participation grades. If you're not in class, you're excused from them. It'll say in Schoology in the gradebook, excused. It'll also have excused in student portal. So if it has the excused, you don't have to worry. It won't hurt your grade. It won't help your grade, but it definitely won't hurt your grade. You're excused from that because you weren't in class that day. The other assignments, such as the exit questions and the ed puzzle that the students are currently working on, those are required for all students. A sip of coffee. And that's Ed Puzzle is due by the end of class on Monday. But we will talk about that coming up in a few segments. Right now we're going to go to a little musical interlude. And I'll be back shortly. Everybody, it is time for my favorite part. Okay, everybody, we are moving on to my favorite section of the podcast. I know it is the favorite for many of yours because I get a lot of comments in the hallway on hall duty, and I also get a lot of comments from email. It is the dad joke of the week. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're a wonderful audience. Live studio audience here in my dining room. This week's dad joke of the week, once again, is courtesy of bestlife.com. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. Oh, hey. No need for booing. That's a great one. I laughed for about 10, 15 minutes, and then I cried because I was on the floor and couldn't get up. I needed help. That's what happens when you're old. So, great joke. Hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. Until I had to get help getting off the floor yesterday. The preview for next week. This upcoming week, we have two Mondays and two Fridays. It's craziness. Craziness, I say. It is Veterans Day next week, which is Thursday, November 11th, 2021. We talked about in class. Veterans Day is always November 11th. It celebrates all the veterans who have served our great country, both in war time and in peacetime. So we are off on Thursday. So that means we're going to have two Mondays, two Fridays. On the first Monday, we're going to finish up the Ed puzzle that we started this Friday. Then we go into Tuesday, which we're going to start a new assignment. And possibly either Tuesday or Wednesday, which Wednesday is the, not only the middle of the week, but well, what the, this is going to be crazy. We have a broken down week. We have Monday, which is a Monday. We're going to finish the Ed puzzle by the end of class. Tuesday, which is going to also be like a Wednesday because it's the middle of the first section of the week. We're going to be working on a new assignment. We'll be talking about Executive Order 9066 and the internment of the Japanese Americans, one of the darker periods in our history. Then we go, that Tuesday's also like a Thursday because Wednesday is also a Friday. I know it's confusing, but it makes sense if you really map it out. I have a board at home with string all over the wall. I got hollered at because I was trying to map this out and explain it well, but too much string and my wife ran out of string. Neighbors wouldn't give me any. I think she put a word in with them. Anyway, I digress. You have a flashcard quiz on the new vocabulary words, and I always throw in some of the older words that you should know. So that will be either Tuesday or Wednesday of this upcoming week. Thursday we are off, and then Friday we're going to wing it. It's either going to be a clarification day from some of the questions from your exit questions, or a catch-up day for some people. We're not sure exactly how we're going to run that, but we'll play it by ear, and Friday I'll let you know. So that is this week, upcoming week in a nutshell. School announcements are as follows. What's Up New Brighton? We'll be having our first meeting coming up this upcoming week. I'll send out an email to all of you who are interested. If you haven't signed up yet, please do so. There'll be some college visits coming up soon. Check with guidance. And as always, as I get ready to end this podcast, I want to mention several bits of information. The first is that the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. So if you have an issue, let me know. If you like it, let me know too, especially if you like it. I'd rather have the positive comments, but I'll take any. Second, two organizations that do a lot of good for others, PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 from any phone or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the United States or most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. And that, everybody, wraps up this week's show. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I will see you Monday in class. Take care.